This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 25. Been there, done that. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Parents who've suffered the death of a child have a special understanding of one another's pain. The same can be said of war veterans, chemotherapy patients, abuse survivors, and recovering addicts. Empathy is a tie that binds. The Apostle Paul explains that there can be a higher purpose in our suffering. We can pass along to others the comfort we have received from God. In a world where the focus is increasingly on our individual needs, God's plan is that we would have compassion for one another. God wants us to look beyond ourselves to the needs of the people around us, being like Jesus to them. The first time I was diagnosed with melanoma, I had to register with a large cancer center in Los Angeles. I felt sad and overwhelmed as I watched dozens of other patients in the waiting room. Many had lost their hair, were pushing walkers, or appeared frail and weak. I was now a member of a club I had never sought to join. But now I am better equipped to comfort cancer patients with the same comfort I have received from God. I can testify that I've been there, done that, and God has never left my side, despite a recurrence. Our comfort abounds in Christ, and in His strength, we can pass along God's love and comfort to others. Pray with me. Lord, you have been so good to us. In times of trouble, your Spirit comes near and comforts us. May we give generously of your comfort as we meet others who are hurting. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.